right. Welcome, welcome. Hello, everybody. My name is Lisa, and this is my guest,
Lisa.
would you look at that, too? Lisa's here today. So just so everyone knows, Lisa is my cousin from Winnipeg.
Hi.
And she's here to host the show today. She actually picked up the song and did all the research.
I'm so excited.
She has been working real hard, so without further ado...
Okay.
You want to go get started?
So, I was trying to think of a song to play for the show today, and after much deliberation, the same song kept popping up in my head, and I have to say that the only reason I know this song is because I saw a 2009 American Idol audition of a guy from New York. His name is Ian Bernardo, and he was talking about this song. So he sang this song for his audition, and that's why I decided to play the song.
Let's listen to what inspired Lisa.
Without any context, by the way. Nobody knows the name of the song yet.
It's all good.
Yeah. Is it playing?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
What's your name?
My name is Ian Bernardo. That's my name.
How old are you?
I am 25 years old, Mr. Cowell.
All right. And why are you here, Ian?
To try out for American Idol.
No, I know that.
That's
good.
Why else would I be at American Idol? I'm here to be the next American Idol. I thought that it would be a nice addition to my already long and impressive resume.
Which is
superstar, dancer, singer. And this is Chinchilla, and I'm wearing it specifically to show the world how wealthy I can be.
Well, you're not a superstar, but you are a singer.
I am a superstar.
Now, with respect, Ian, you're not a superstar, but you may be a singer and a dancer.
I am a singer, I'm a dancer, and I am a superstar. You can ask my family, you can ask my friend, you can ask one of my therapists. I am a
superstar. One of them? How many therapists do you have?
I have two.
All right, okay. What are you going to say?
Gloria.
Okay.
Gloria, you're always on the run now, running after somebody. You're gonna get him somehow. I think you got to slow down before you start to blow it. I think you're headed for a breakdown, so be careful not to show it. You really don't remember. Was it something that he said or the voices in your head calling Gloria? Gloria, don't you think you're falling? If everybody wants you, why isn't anybody calling? You don't have to answer. Leave him hanging on the line. Hey, 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 calling Gloria. Gloria, how you gonna go down? Will you meet him on the main line, or will you catch him on the rebound?
Okay. So that was that.
Okay.
So the song is actually a bop. It's really good. So the song of the week is Gloria by Laura Branigan. So originally, it's from the song is that he's singing is from the 80s. Ian Bernardo, don't even talk to him about Gloria. But the song actually originated, was composed by Italian musicians and singers Umberto Tozzi and Giancarlo Bigazzi.
So here's this original version, first of all.
This is from 1979.
Here we go. So that's just a little taste. Mm-hmm.
So this song was actually a huge hit in the European church. So in Italy, this song was on the top 10 charts for 16 weeks. And it stayed at number, it stayed for 4 weeks at number one in both Switzerland and Spain. And also it was a huge hit in Austria, Belgium, the Netherlands, France, and Germany.
Wow, all of Europe.
So a huge hit in Europe. And after this song came out, and it was huge in Europe, an English guy from London named Jonathan King translated the song into English and made his own version of this song a year after it came out. I think we actually have that version too. So it does sound very similar, but this is the translated English version 1 year after it came out. You can kind of hear the similarities of the Italian version and this version, the English version.
Yeah, it's literally the same song, just English words.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about, so in the Italian version and the translated English version, it's basically about a guy who's dreaming about an imaginary woman named Gloria. And he describes his living days as misery, but when he dreams of Gloria, he says his nights are liberty. The protagonist describes Gloria as a queen from his imagination that comes from his fascination. He further elaborates that he has always set Gloria free from him, just as he has set freedom from reality. Very interesting. Then he tells that his friend thinks he's crazy. So all of his friends think he's crazy, but he argues his point that they have never met Gloria. And so far, neither has he, so what is he talking about? But one day, when he does find her, you know what's coming. Whether she's going to be on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, or she's going to be coming out of his dreams. She's going to find her. And basically, he ends up finding, in this song, he ends up finding this Gloria girl.
Like in real life?
In real life. And he basically tells everyone, haha, like, got you good on this one. And he basically promises this Gloria, who knows if her name is actually Gloria or not, or if it's his idea of who Gloria actually is. Mm-hmm. And he promises to love her and cherish her because she's the Gloria from her, from his dreams.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can relate to this guy. Because I don't know about anyone who's listening or anyone in this room, but I have very vivid dreams that I remember, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. I actually had this dream. This is, like, I think the earliest dream that I remember. I was, like, 8 years old or something like this. Maybe, like, eight or 10. And I had a dream that I was, like, dating a boy.
Well, when you were eight?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I've loved strongly.
Okay. Oh, always, always.
So, in my dream, he's this tall, blonde boy. And there's this witch chasing us. So he gives me a piggyback ride. And we're running away from this witch. And I was super into Harry Potter at the time.
Oh, my God.
So I see a toilet. We're like...
This is... I don't understand where you're going.
I'm just explaining my dream.
For sure. No. Keep going. No judgment.
No judgment. So I was really into Harry Potter at the time. So there's, like, a porter potty somewhere, like, a toilet somewhere, and I go, and I tell him, get in the toilet, and he steps in the toilet, and we, like, get transported, like, somewhere else, running away from the switch, and ever since that day, I've been, like, that's my soulmate, because in my dream, he didn't have, like, a face, so I was, like, I haven't met him yet, but I felt so, like, at peace, and, like, so much, I felt so much love, you know?
So he's your Gloria.
He's my Gloria.
Wow, that is... I hope you find him one day.
I really do.
In a porta potty? We don't know.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I've literally had probably about 10 dreams in the past year or so about me dating someone.
With blonde hair in a porta potty?
A lot of them have blonde hair.
Oh, okay.
A lot of them are people from my past. Like, very from, like, elementary school that I don't talk to anymore.
You hear that, boy?
I dream about all of you. But, yeah.
Well, you know what's really interesting about the Gloria song that we are featuring is that it is from a female's perspective. So this song that is from Laura Branigan, it's basically taking this Italian-English love song that was written by men and flipping it to a woman's perspective of something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it's about a love song or not, but the 1982 version that we're going to play is the song by Laura Branigan called Gloria, essentially. So here is the song of the hour, everyone. So that was Gloria.
Welcome back.
Yes. And before we begin, and before we talk about Laura Branigan, I just want to say hello to all my Winnipeg people listening, because I do have my mom, my dad, my friends. Hi, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we have some, I don't want to say international listeners, but it feels like it at this point.
Interprovince.
Yes, there you go. That's a good one. So Laura Branigan, she was an American singer, the woman who was just singing the song. American singer, songwriter, and actress from New York City. Don't even talk to me about New York. So when her version of Gloria came out, it stayed in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 36 weeks. So that's longer than the original Italian version did
in Europe.
In Europe.
That's like four times longer. Sorry, three times.
Yeah, and it was a record at that time for a female artist, peaking at number two. It was also number one in Australia and Canada. And it became her signature song, so that's, like, the song that pretty much launched her career for her.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is when I was researching this whole concept of rechanging this song for Laura Branigan's version, her team considered translating the lyrics, like all of the lyrics again, and possibly changing the love interest. So instead of Gloria to Mario.
Oh my God.
But
Mario, yeah. Mario.
Can you believe it? It would never be the same.
I literally just hear da 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 da.
but they decided to base it on a whole new story and base it around a character, Gloria, who, in Branigan's words, said, it's a girl running too fast for her own steps.
Okay.
So taking her life a little bit too fast. And you know what's interesting about thinking about how popular this song was yesterday when I was writing this, I was talking to my mom. And I said, do you remember when this song came out? And she goes, it was just like the bop of the time. Like she said, in all the bars and clubs, as soon as it came on, it just had people dancing.
Oh my gosh.
And it still does today, which is amazing. So should we go into verse one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So this is verse one. Gloria. I feel like I have to say it in a
New York accent the way that
Ian Bernardo. I'm just gonna do it for this first verse because I know some people are gonna. So I'm nervous. Gloria, you're always on the run now. Don't even talk to me. You're always on the run. Running after somebody, you gotta get him somehow. Okay?
Okay.
I think you've got to slow down before you start to blow it. I think you're headed for a breakdown, so be careful not to show it.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting. So what do you think of this?
Relatable.
This is very relatable. So in the first verse, Gloria, you're always on the run now. Essentially, she is escaping or from this thing that she's in, or she cannot be in one place.
Yeah.
She's always trying to be somewhere. And it could also mean looking back, you're always on the run. She's looking back, and it's always a part of being on the run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing in your life, I guess.
Yeah.
You're always looking back, don't you think?
I mean, sometimes I feel like people are on the run because they're too scared to look back, mm-hmm. and they don't want to deal with, you know, past traumas and past whatever. So they just keep looking forward and, you know, keep chasing that carrot.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually interesting to go into the next lyric, which is running after somebody. You got to get them somehow. So we don't know. Maybe she's running, not from something, but after something.
Yeah. I mean, like, what it kind of reminds me of, like, me of is, like, she's doesn't want to settle down. Maybe she's scared of kind of settling down and being kind of locked in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a relationship or whether
herself, her personal self.
Yeah, like she's like, I know, I don't know, like personally a lot of people, but I do know it's like a theme, especially in pop culture, where like we're so hectic, we're so crazy with everything that we don't want to settle down and feel stuck. Mm-hmm. Or if we know someone that like we see that they're stuck and we're trying to convince them to, you know, make some changes that'll be better for them.
Yeah.
But because they're so stuck in their ways that they don't. So we want to do the opposite. So it's like you're constantly running, or you're constantly chasing perfection, which is, you know, unattainable.
Right. Which in this song, as we'll see, is she's far from perfection, this Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and the next verse, I think you've got to slow down before you start to blow it. So we don't know if this is from a perspective of a narrator narrating this song and looking at the perspective of Gloria running, or if it's her telling herself.
Yeah.
But the first verse is in the present tense, but and so is this, you know, like kind of like predicting a future thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, here maybe it still sounds like there's hope, you know, before you start to blow it.
Yeah. Relax a little.
Yeah.
You know, smell the roses.
But do we think at this point that she's gone too far down the line?
I mean, if at this point you're saying before you blow, it's kind of like a forewarning, like a foreshadowing, like, this is coming, we can see it, maybe you can't see it if it's from that perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that happens, like, in our interpersonal relationships day to day. You're like, whoa, like, this person is trying to do everything at once, and they need to slow down, and we're trying to help them, and they're like, they're so focused, they're so, you know, determined to get whatever goal that they're after, that they're like, no, just gotta keep going, just gotta keep going.
And it's interesting because maybe in this song she doesn't realize how far ahead she's gone, because in the next verse, I think you're headed for a breakdown, so be careful not to show it. That's
like
interesting to me, because in a sense, it's like, why shouldn't she show it?
Yeah, to me, you know? It's counterintuitive.
But you know what? It's also interesting because this song was written in the 80s, so I don't know if if there was some other reservations in that time of like not showing your vulnerabilities or not sharing.
Think about all the toxic masculinity. Think about like all those kinds of issues. Like, now, what are we talking about now that everyone is burnt out and every person mm-hmm. you talk to, what is the first thing you say? How are you? What do they say? I'm so busy.
Yeah.
So now we're, like, constantly running. We're probably in that time. Like, we were building up, you know, the ones who work the hardest, the ones who never slept, those are the overachievers, those are the ones that are going to be mm-hmm. successful. So now everyone's trying to do that, and it's not for everyone, and everyone is starting yep. to burn out. So...
Or maybe, and to go on kind of what you said, like, in this sense, it might also be saying, like, maybe she shouldn't seek help, maybe she's hiding it, and maybe, you know, saving some kind of unpleasantness, yeah. maybe?
Or maybe, like, what it makes me think of is maybe kind of like a toxic mentor kind of person, mm-hmm. where they're, like, you can do it, like, they're, as if they're talking to her, saying, like, you're running, you're gonna go crazy, but don't let people see,
mm-hmm.
because then you're gonna lose everything that you worked hard for, which exactly. is counterintuitive. If they already see that she needs to stop.
Going down the line, if you will. Before you start to slow down, before she starts to blind. So maybe we should go on, before we do the chorus, before we talk about the chorus, we're gonna be playing Bad by Len and Stella. All the little gifts you gave, I call it
overcompensating. Feeling just like a princess, every answer was always... Alrighty, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed those.
I hope you were salsaing in your seat. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, yes. Anyways. Oh, by the way, that was Ancho Mama by Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
So now I guess we can go into the chorus. So the chorus of Gloria is... You really don't remember, was it something that he said? Are the voices in your head calling Gloria? So I guess it's kind of like a pre-chorus, but...
Mm-hmm.
You really don't remember, was it something that he said? So here, I think that the narrator kind of switches between compassion and shame.
Mm-hmm.
In some lines, the narrator tries to help Gloria, you know, to figure out the source of her problems, and while the other is criticizing her, you know?
Yeah.
So... Are the voices in your head calling Gloria? What do you think about that one?
Well, I think that we already started to see that transition between compassion and shame in the verse before, where at first they were, like, saying, you need to slow down, you need to take care of
mm-hmm,
yourself,
mm-hmm.
but also don't let people see it.
Yeah.
And now they've kind of flipped, and they're like, oh, you're, you know, there's too much going on in your head right now. You can't even remember. Mm-hmm, you can't even remember mm-hmm. what he said to yep. you.
It sounds almost like the narrator, the person trying to involve themselves in this song doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just here to give their opinion and not actually truly help out.
We don't know. We don't know if they're trying to help out or what their goal is here.
Well.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there.
No. She's not there. And I guess that goes into verse 2. So this one says, Gloria, don't you think you're fallen? If everybody wants you, why isn't anyone calling?
Yo, that's so shady.
Which is interesting because the next line is, you don't have to answer. Leave them hanging on the line. Oh, calling Gloria. So when I read that, I was like, ooh, what? That is just...
all over the place.
And you know what? Gloria, don't you think you're fallen? I think that's kind of like a desperate attempt for the narrator to have Gloria help herself and realize that she... quoting what Laura Branigan said, a girl that's running too fast for her own steps. So they're kind of like, don't you think you're falling? Like, think about it for
yeah.
a minute. And then when they say, if everybody wants you, why isn't anybody calling? That is a heavy line. And I think that this could be interpreted two ways. So Gloria claims that everybody wants her, essentially, in this song, through the narrator, that everybody wants me. This goes together with the voices in your head, in the lyrics, the voices in your head, hinting, potentially, we don't know, maybe hallucinations, paranoia,
mm-hmm.
maybe. The reply, why isn't anybody calling, doesn't exactly match the next line's premise, is you don't have to answer. But yeah. another way that we could look at this is not so much like a mental thing as it is ego and narcissism on Gloria's part. So
yeah.
everybody wants me. I'm so popular. I can just imagine them calling out to me and like wanting to call me. But in reality, nobody's calling her because we don't know what's going on with her.
You know what this reminds me of? Did you watch the Fyre Festival documentary?
I did.
So it reminds me of that. You know where the guy, what's his name? I forget. Billy?
Sure.
Billy is the guy.
Yes.
He's like this If you you have to watch the the movie, it's pretty wild start to finish. But essentially, he's just this amazing scam artist.
Essentially, yes.
When really he hasn't, like, he always, like, makes himself seem very wanted, when in reality, I think anyone that has any true business sense knows that he's not someone to be associated with.
Right.
So it reminds me of kind of that situation, maybe where, I see this especially a lot, like, with the business kids. It's just that kind of culture of, like, you're trying to make yourself seem so wanted so that you can get a job, so you can be an investment banker, so that you can make people a lot of money. And you have this high-class job, and everyone's looking at you, and everyone wants to be you. And really, you're just killing yourself for this, and it's not actually benefiting you other than, you know, the image that you've created for
this
yourself.
This facade of, like, look at how put together I am, but on the inside, he was running away.
Yeah, or she was.
The Fire Festival guy.
Yeah.
Which comes back to her. And what's interesting, even though, like, you made this really interesting connection because I didn't think about it this way, but it when this line, you don't have to answer, leave them hanging on the line. It's like, you're going in all these different directions, and people can't really follow you, but you don't owe them anything. Or, like, you don't have to answer. And in the same way, this could be looked at two different perspectives also, because maybe Gloria is combining the ideas of the voices in her head with phone calls, because it says voices in your head calling Gloria. Yeah. Maybe this could be, like, physical phone calls, or this could be, like, metaphorical in her mind. And on the other hand, we can look at it as a line directly in response to the voices in Gloria's head. There's no contradiction. If everybody wants you, why isn't anybody calling? Is mocking Gloria. Obviously, Gloria thinks she is hot stuff and believes that everyone wants her, when in reality, it's all in her head. Maybe she's not paranoid, or she doesn't have any real issues other than the fact that maybe she used to be an upstanding girl, but then started to become self-absorbed, maybe, and only went after guys with money, which is hinting in the other lines. So maybe the singer or the narrator makes fun of her by asking if really is the voices in her head calling Gloria and saying you don't have to answer. The singer is saying that Gloria doesn't need to answer the question, why isn't anybody calling? But she also doesn't need to answer all those voices. Maybe the fake boys she's thinking about or has lined up apparently waiting for her, leave them hanging on the line. Maybe it's sarcasm. I don't know.
There's, like, so many. I think that it's a verse, right? I think that the verse is kind of pulling in so many directions. It's confusing us, and maybe it's kind of putting us, like, are we Gloria?
Oh, my God.
Because it's so confusing, and maybe that's how she's feeling, is, like, she's so confused, she doesn't even know where to turn, where to call, what to understand, what to interpret from what the words mean.
And who's real, and who's there to support her, and who's just fake, or are these people that she thinks that are her friends and taking care of her just in her head? We don't know. And that kind of relates back to society right now, especially in a day of social media.
Yeah.
Which kind of shows that, I think, as different as these generations are, I think there's always similar issues going on.
I mean, like, any coming-of-age movie you ever watch, they get made every year, right? Mm-hmm. And they're always for, like, a different cohort of kids. But they all touch on the same issues, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, as human beings, they're, like, fundamental things that you need to go through. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because someone recently shared an article with me talking about feeling lonely in a city full of millions of people, and how cities, like, have been created, and how we as, like, humans need human connection, but because of social media and because of the way cities were created to kind of give people personal space, and then we get sucked into that personal space, and we have that, like, facade of connection through social media.
Yep.
And it's just like there's those issues plus all these other issues that are lining on top. You know, times were simpler before, and now we have, like, 10 times more the things we need to battle growing up and trying to find out who we are as people versus back in the day.
And you know what? It goes back to the line of everyone wants you. Why isn't anybody calling? Could be looked at, like, Instagram likes. Everyone's liking your picture, but really, who's going to be there for you if you're in trouble?
Exactly. Who is your real friends, real connections?
Mm-hmm. And I think before we go on to the chorus, maybe we should play another song?
Sure.
What do you think? So this is Say My Name by David Guetta.
Welcome back.
Hola, señores y señoritas.
Hey.
All right. So we left right before the course. So we're gonna go through this course, and I think the way that it's written in Google is kind of different because it's saying it's course, but it's two different ones. Anyways, so here's this new course potentially. So leave them hanging on the line, Claw and Gloria. We heard that one already. Gloria, I think they got your number. I think they got the alias that you've been living under. So, what's interesting is I think that they changed the he or the she to they when they were talking about people beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a double meaning.
Well, they were talking about the voices calling, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going back to don't let them show it. So she was living under mm-hmm. an alias and like creating this whole facade.
Yeah.
And now people are realizing who she truly is.
Or maybe by the number, maybe it's not like a physical phone number, but maybe when they have her number, they kind of figured out she's vulnerable or maybe she's insecure or paranoid and in the state that she's in, and they're exploiting it. In other words, you can't really fool us. We got your number.
Mm.
We know what you're hiding, sis. And then it goes on to say, but you really don't remember. Was it something that they said? So in the course before, it was it something that he said? Mm-hmm. But it changed to something that they said. So maybe earlier on, it seemed that Gloria's problems was due to maybe like an ex-lover or somebody that she was with before, or maybe an issue with herself. But now maybe it's a bigger issue mm-hmm. just than one person. And then someone could say that it could even be the forgetfulness and the desperation in Gloria's actions, addressing that maybe it's an aging performer trying to reclaim her popularity, youth, and look, which is interesting.
That is interesting. Because it's almost as if you're, like, she's looking forward into the future. Like, everyone that was popular back then, you know, mm-hmm. all these old bands that, like, were super popular in their youth
mm-hmm.
are now going and performing again. They're mm-hmm. starting to go on tours
like
again.
Like, in that Queen movie, like, bands from generations are coming back for entertainment purposes, yeah. too.
Yeah. Didn't the Beatles recently have a reunion tour with one of the guys' son?
Yeah.
And, like, literally, The Cure just announced that they were gonna mm-hmm. make a new album after 10 years.
That's crazy.
Like everything is just and the Cranberries were gonna start up again too before unfortunately Dolores O'Riordan.
I don't know who you're talking about. The Cranberries?
Yeah, you don't know the Cranberries?
No.
Zombie, zombie, zombie.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I don't know what that is. Anyways, the comeback of old stars trying to reclaim maybe their. They're old.
Yeah. And maybe that's what was trying to happen in the day, but maybe they were less successful when this song was released versus people being so caught up in nostalgia and maybe in the age of tech where these old bands and these old artists bring mm-hmm. them back to simpler days and they just kind of want to have a simpler life. Whereas back in the day, everything was still kind of progressing forward and like
yeah.
moving faster. So those artists who are old back in the day trying to come up wasn't really working that well and people were like seeing through them.
And I wonder too if these artists, like a lot of the times I remember, my dad got me really into John Bon Jovi and we love John Bon Jovi. And Bon Jovi?
Okay, well, I've never heard of John. Is that his first name?
Yeah, I think so. Bon Jovi. Anyways, so he did rock, but then he came back to Winnipeg, I don't know, I was probably like 11 or 12, and he had Kid Rock open for him and he was singing country music. Like, yeah. like these older artists maybe are coming, like Cher came back and did Mamma Mia too.
Yeah.
Like these older artists are maybe coming back and trying to find a new way to come back into the entertainment yeah. business because social media was definitely not a thing like it is now than it was back then.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to reclaim what they had.
Yeah.
Who knows? And then the last line of this is all the voices in your head calling Gloria. So are the voices calling her? Not does she hear voices, but are they calling you? Maybe it's not a question now, but it's happening, girl.
It's,
you better believe it.
It's we've warned you. We warned you you're running too fast. We warned mm-hmm. you people are going to catch up with you, and now they have.
Yep. And I think, should we go into verse 3, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so verse 3 is basically, Gloria, how's it going to go down? Will you meet him on the main line or will you catch him on the rebound? So In this kind of section, the narrator is taking a different tactic. Rather than criticizing Gloria, the narrator agrees to go with Gloria's flow, a smart tactic maybe to get her point across. Down the main line, in a regular manner, boy meets girl maybe style. However, recognizing Gloria's obsessive behavior and personality, she is afraid it will be a person on a rebound for whom any relation is acceptable, which assures that he will be less than an ideal partner. Setting the scenario, she proceeds to draw even a bleaker picture.
Well,
what
I
do
mean,
you think about that one?
That kind of brings me back to the beginning where she was running after some guy, some perfect guy.
Yep.
And now she spent her entire life chasing. Maybe she's actually let the perfect guy go in her, you know, attempt to get the whatever.
Perfect guy,
The golden egg. And now she has to settle anyways, so she has to do exactly what she was trying to avoid in the first place.
And you know what? This is a good segue to the next line, which is, will you marry for the money, take a lover in the afternoon? So maybe she doesn't, marrying for the money.
She doesn't actually like the person.
No.
Or want
she's
to
free
be
to
them.
Do what she wants, I guess, because she's marrying for the money. When most of us are at work or running around doing errands and dealing with day-to-day intricacies of our lives, maybe. And it says, feel your innocence slipping away. Don't believe it's coming back soon. Which is a pretty deep line for a boppin' 80s song. But when I look at this line, it's almost like the narrator is almost giving up on her and saying, like, realizing that her innocence from this whole mindset that she's had and everything that she's dealt with, maybe her mindset and her behavior has maybe gone a little bit too far. That she'll never get her innocence back.
It's, well, we all, like,
do you think that she's kind of in this hole that she created, whether she likes it or not?
I don't know. I feel like before, the song kind of insinuated that she was anything but innocent. But she was, you know, maybe not like sleazy, but maybe
too far
ahead. Maybe a little promiscuous. Maybe, you know, being a little bit too much out there. And now they're saying that her innocence is slipping away. But I feel like it wasn't there to begin with from the song, you know? And that's, like, innocence is something that once it's gone, it's gone. Like, there's no going back to it, right? I guess unless you have some, like, PTSD and, like, block out things. And I guess that's how people have those, like, syndromes where they, like, think and act like children in their adult years. But I think that line is, like, confusing and it's one to ponder because, to me, I didn't understand that she had it ever to begin with, so how is it only slipping away at this point in the song?
That's what I was thinking. And you know what's interesting is, like, the lyrics after this is just the chorus again. So this is the last line where they're really, like, hinting about this Gloria character or persona in this song that, and it's really interesting because it says, feel your innocence slipping away, don't believe it's coming back soon. Which is, like, basically telling, the way I look at it is, don't believe that it's going to come back.
Well, yeah, I mean, how, like, does she currently believe that it's going to come back? Maybe she's striving to become innocent. Maybe she's trying to Benjamin Button her way back into being innocent because she started out with no innocence at all, and now she wants it back, and they're saying, sorry, girl.
And then, you know what, this could also, in the beginning, they were talking about how she's kind of, she's always on the run, right? It's hard, she's looking back, but she's too far ahead of herself, like Laura Branigan said about the whole song. And, like, kind of going away from our relationship theory, but feel your innocence slipping away, don't believe it's coming back soon. This could just be, like, her maybe missing out on a really big part of her life, like, relationship or not. Maybe she's, like, too far gone.
Childhood. This is talking about a child star or something like that, where you think, oh, the first person that comes to mind is, like, Macaulay Culkin, right? Like, when he was younger, he was huge. And then he just, all of a sudden, that happens with so many child stars, right? Like, they don't continue in that acting career. And then maybe they look back in their adult years when they're doing other things and saying, wow, like, I really missed
what
out
happened?
On being a kid. Like, I didn't get to enjoy those innocent years while I didn't know about all the troubles and turmoils of this real world. And
getting too ahead of yourself before appreciating every moment.
Exactly.
And you know what I want to do? I want to appreciate this moment by playing Faded by Soul Decision, which is a bop.
Slipping Away, a.k.a. Faded.
Ooh. Okay.
Welcome back.
Hopefully you were dancing in your seat or whatever you were doing while you were listening. All right, so we're coming to the end of the song here, and it's the end of the chorus. So I'll just, these are the lyrics that we've talked about already. but we'll bring it up again. So this is the final part of the song. You really don't remember, was it something that he said? Are the voices in your head calling Gloria? Gloria, I think they got your number. I think they've got the alias that you've been living under, but you really don't remember. Was it something that they said? Are the voices in your head calling Gloria?
Wow.
That's, yeah.
The end.
The end. So basically we've taken a certain approaches to this song and seeing what people could interpret with the lyrics. You know, we've kind of gone on tangents about what we think it's about. Is it about a lover? Is it about herself? We don't know. But I think it's important that we bring up what Laura Branigan thought of this song. So I was watching an interview that she did for Nightwatch in 1983, and they were basically talking about how this song basically skyrocketed her career, and what they thought, what the interviewer was asking her, like, what is this song about to you? Like, what does this song mean to you? And this is what she said. So she said, I know people who have gone through what Gloria has gone through. What happens, I think, is that so many people get in the fast lane and they really lose track of who they are about. They lose essence of themselves, and they're so concerned with keeping up and chasing other people down and trying to get sort of that false buildup for themselves. So what I'm doing in the song, Gloria, is telling her, Gloria, you got to slow down, honey.
This literally, we're on the same page with Miss Laura Branigan.
The Laura Branigan herself. So I think it's really interesting that, I mean, people could take certain lyrics and pick them out and interpret them the way that we did with, you know, everything going on. But I think she really hit the nail on the head with that one.
And you know what? Maybe she was relating to it herself, because, I mean, it's kind of ironic that a song about slowing down actually sped up her career. And
oh, yeah. And it was a good song to dance to. I don't think people dancing in the 80s were realizing what it was about.
I mean, like, and I think that's you know, just something that's always going to be, people will just get lost in the music and not really focus on the words, which is why I started this show for facts.
That is so cool.
But, yeah, so I was going
to... Anyways.
Yeah, sorry. It was ironic that this song is about slowing down and kind of staying sane. Taking a step back while it actually did the opposite for her career.
Yep.
And I bet she probably turned to this song, which was the reason that she got so famous. And also, you know, probably used it to, like, comfort her and, like, really reflect.
And you know what? It's unfortunate because Laura Branigan ended up passing away in her sleep. And she was 52 years old.
What year was this?
2004.
R.I.P.
So, just goes to show, like, you know, your life can be in the fast lane and you can be just, like, looking at the target and not realizing what's behind you, and you never know when it could.
Yeah, exactly. Live every day. Take the time to say I love you to those you love.
Yeah.
Take the time to spend time with them. Don't miss out on important human connections, because everyone needs community. Yep. Everyone needs personal relationships. And
we're holding hands. I want to say thank you for having me on, because this was really exciting for me, and it was exciting for everyone listening.
I hope you guys liked it.
It was really fun, and
I'm okay. Well, we'll listen to Gloria one more time, and then we will sign off.
Still dance though.
Keep dancing, guys. Yeah. So that was everything. I hope that the second time listening, you guys
really changed your perspective.
There you go. Really thought about it. So it is 5:02, which means the show
is over.
La, 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 la. So my name is Lisa.
My name is also Lisa. Really, we're not kidding.
Yeah, this is real life.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we met, if that ever came up.
No.
But how we met, LOL.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was by the lyrics. So this is the song. This is the song. This is the show where I take songs and I break down the lyrics and I kind of do some research, try and really get to understand the message that the artist was sending. It's always a good time. If you have any suggestions, don't forget to tweet at Radio Laurier or send us a DM on Instagram at Radio Laurier. Unlike many girls, we probably won't ignore you. And yeah, so I hope everyone has a fun weekend.
Yeah.